This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Ted Johnson joins us top of the hour. We'll get a preview of the Patriots game this Sunday against the Texans from a hardcore New England point of view. Ted Johnson, of course, our former colleague here at Sports Radio 610, won 3 rings with the Patriots, does morning radio up in Boston. It'd be good to catch up with him. 9 a.m., we will do that, top of the hour. All right, let's do this, though. Let's preview the Patriots game through a prism of hate. 5 reasons I hate you. Some teams are harder to come up with reasons than others. The Patriots are not one of those teams. Patriots, 5 reasons rolled right off the tongue, I would say.
You didn't have to consult your notes or anything.
Huh? Nothing.
You didn't have to use AI for this?
I did not. Nope. Just the old brain. So let's start with, we'll count them down. Number 5. Texan fans will feel this one acutely. The New England Patriots were the breeding ground for what became the Mad King, Jack Easterby.
I'm a people person.
Yeah. He was such a people person in New England that he was able to people person his way into getting an executive job with the Texans and then people person his way into plowing through the entire organization just willy-nilly.
In a weird way, Jack Easterby is somebody to be both reviled and yet also maybe looked at as, hey, what could I take from his little toolbook to get a job that I'm vastly unqualified to have? And I think the biggest lesson is, hey, attach yourself to a very, very a top-notch, first-rate organization and be sure you claim credit for a lot of the stuff that was actually already happening when you got there.
Which
is what he did. He loved to talk about all the different ways that basically he turned the Patriots into a championship caliber organization after they had already won 3 Super Bowls.
Right. And then
how did he get that job? Well, he was in an organization where one of the defensive linemen shot and killed his girlfriend and himself.
Right.
He couldn't have prevented it because he was such a nice guy after all had happened that the Patriots decided, oh, yeah, that's what we need.
Yep.
We need to bring him in here.
Yep. So I will say this, as long as we were talking about salespeople in the previous segment, he would have been would be a good salesperson. He can sell. He sold himself into getting the job that he ended up getting, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking a lot of make it sound like you're. Get a gunny sack full of motivational slogans and pseudo philosophies and everything, and you can snow a bunch of people into thinking you're saying deep things.
Yep, absolutely. So number 5, we have the Patriots to blame for Jack Easterby. Number 4, Patriot fans act like they actually, maybe more so than any other fan base, they act like they actually got rings along with the players and the coaches in those Super Bowls.
They had an air of we understand football,
right?
And you don't,
right?
I would extend that to the Patriots media members as well.
Agreed.
People that covered the Patriots felt like they just understood football differently and on a higher level than anybody else because they got to watch this magnificence week in and week out.
Yeah.
So they really understand what it takes.
Yeah, I can't play specific examples of it. I'll just say you know it when you hear it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This will be my request to those fans and media members is that as you embark on this era of Patriots football, which is going to be likely horrible for the next several years, not every team can turn it around as fast as the Houston Texans did. You're likely going to be bad for the next several years. There's a good chance Drake May's not the guy. That's no direct disrespect to him. That's just the odds of quarterbacks. Most of them are not the guy. This would be my request, is that when we get into year 5, year 7, year 10 of your team being terrible, is that you be equally know-it-all about rooting for a crappy team. You know,
right, like exactly.
Hey, look, I've watched crappy football for the last 10 years, so I know.
Yes. Get on our level. We've got an actual broad, full education on all this stuff.
Yep. So that's number 4. 5 reasons I hate you. Number 5 was Jack Easterby. Number 4, Patriot fans thinking they know everything about football. Number 3, I noticed this yesterday when I went to their website. One of Bill Belichick's gravy training kids is still on the staff there. It's not the mullet kid. It's not Steve. I think that Steve is his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brian Belichick, their safeties coach, who looks exactly like a young Bill Belichick. It's incredible. And the thing is, he's probably like 29 years old. He graduated from college in 2016. So he's probably like 29 or 30 years old. He looks like he's 43. He's got a gigantic forehead. He went to Suffield Academy. So he is a... I grew up like 5 minutes away from Suffield Academy.
Yeah.
It's a boarding school in Connecticut.
The little snooty rich kid bastard school.
Yes,
is that what it is?
Yes, yes. They're not the hardscrabble Connecticut kid like I am that went to public schools. I was a public school kid. They went to Suffield Academy.
You used to have to get in a knife fight just to make it to your locker.
There
basically.
Was one time a kid hit me with his tennis racket, and it hurt really bad. So anyways.
Carbon fiber.
Exciting. Kid hit me with a 3-wood. So the Belichick gravy train, even though he's not in the building anymore, rolls on. Brian Belichick, safeties coach, gravy train.
I don't know a damn thing about Brian Belichick, but I hate him.
Yes.
That's why I hate him. This is who he is in my mind. Little snooty rich kid, but wants to have the tough guy mentality, even though he's never known a moment of hardship in his life other than daddy not giving him enough hugs and kisses as he grew up. And that now he lords over his, don't you know I'm a Belichick, over everybody else.
Suffield.
I don't care if he's I don't care if that's what he's like or not. That's what he is to me.
Suffield Academy.
And the Rivers School. That was the other place he went. He went to the Rivers School and Suffield Academy.
Suffield Academy. Went to college at Trinity College. Not the one in San Antonio. The one in Hartford, Connecticut. That's a small liberal arts school. Played lacrosse there. And then daddy handed him a job as a safeties coach with the New England Patriots. Does it get any
Lex
more hateable?
Bro Nepo baby.
Yeah. Does it get any more hateable than that? All right. Let's go. That's number 3. Number 2. As an organization, the Patriots are the sole reason that we're going to have to endure a world in which Eli Manning will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. They are the only reason that Eli Manning is going to go into the Hall of Fame. And I can't believe I'm conceding this now. He will go into the Hall of Fame at some point. God, if he goes in first ballot, then everybody should turn in their card. McClain and everybody, if he goes in first ballot, we need 50 new people choosing the Hall of Fame. I can deal with eventually. I can't deal with first ballot. But he's only going in, Seth, because the Patriots choked in 2 Super Bowls against this guy.
Yeah, yeah. You've personally elevated Eli Manning into a status. Yeah, because you couldn't cover for an eighth of a second longer.
Yes!
On 2 specific plays.
Oh, my God. Oh, so that's reason number 2.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reason number 1 is really a cornucopia of reasons. Both on the field and off the field, this is a nefarious organization that gets involved in all types of off the field and on the field crime.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where you could just spin a wheel. Ben, spin the wheel. Let's just spin the wheel and it'll land on any crime that's on this wheel. Hernandez. He was a New England Patriot. Have you been watching any of the Hernandez FX series at all?
I've just been watching the really bad clips.
The clips?
On X. Yeah, as people bring... boy, it looks like a horrible, horrible
it's
series.
It's delightfully terrible. It's...
Really?
Yes. Yes.
It's bad enough that you can't figure out whether it's intentionally as bad as it is or if it's just that bad.
Yeah.
I guess you just stop. The clips I've seen, the acting is horrible. Every single actor just looks like they're doing a bad impression of the guy that they're trying to portray.
Yeah.
I think I will sit down and hate watch the whole thing or just to laugh at just how bad it is.
It's really bad. And some of the actors they have playing. The guy they have playing Urban Meyer, pretty good. The guy they have playing Belichick, I haven't seen the Belichick episode yet. I've only seen the clips that you've seen.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like Belichick, and the overacting is amazing. Like, it is way overacting. But you could keep... Hey, Ben, spin that wheel one more time. There's... You got Aaron Hernandez. You got Robert Kraft, Happy Endings, down in Florida.
Oh, yeah, Bob Kraft, the owner, who's still there.
You got...
Who's just he's an old creep who tries to dress... he tries to dress young. He tries to appeal to the younger folks. I mean, he knocked up his girlfriend, and he's got her... Well, allegedly. And he's got her set up and everything. He took care of her there. But, yeah, he's a creepy old man.
Yeah.
Bob Kraft is probably the creepiest of all the creepy old men that some of the owners in the NFL. So, yeah, I would take Bob Kraft himself, who skates by and doesn't get the scrutiny from the league office because obviously we know whose palms are greased.
He's going to go into the Hall of Fame here at some point. Like it's ridiculous.
He's a creepy old man.
Yep.
Just a creepy, creepy old man. The guy that is playing Belichick in that Aaron Hernandez series, people have compared him to Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. Okay. He's the one that plays the alien.
Yeah.
He's kind of disheveled, kind of creepy and weird looking. That's what... So now whenever I see Bill Belichick, I imagine him as that alien and that Vincent D'Onofrio character in Men in Black. And it makes it... All the really, really smart things Belichick's saying in the media these days, it's hard. It's hard for me to see through the Vincent D'Onofrio filter.
I can see that. I'm trying... They have a scene in the war room that goes down like when Hernandez got picked, like the kind of the talking it into existence that Belichick was doing while they were on the clock. It was really interesting. And I was looking around the room, I'm going, okay, who's playing Casario here? Like, which guy is Casario? And I couldn't pick out a distinct Casario character in there. Man, I got to go check IMDb because maybe they list someone who actually is playing Nick Casario. I mean, they've clearly got a guy playing Gronk because he has lines. Belichick, Brady, Tebow. The Urban Meyer is pretty good in this thing.
I don't think that at any point in any of these meetings, if they had them, as they were creating this series, I don't think they were like, well, let's see, we can't include everybody in the organization, but we got to figure out a way to get Casario into this because that's who the people want to see. I don't think they're operating at that.
I don't think they are either. Unfortunately, I think you're right. Apparently the guy who plays Gronk, you've seen the Gronk clips of that guy.
Yeah.
The guy, I mean, just way over the top Gronk. Kay Adams had Gronk on her podcast yesterday, and they played the clips from the Hernandez FX series with Gronk. And apparently the guy playing Gronk is a really good friend of Gronk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So him being so over the top is almost like a rib on Gronk. You know what I mean? Like, he played it to the hilt, like, in some ways, just to make fun of his buddy, you know?
With Gronk's full endorsement.
Of course, yeah. No, Gronk was laughing. Gronk didn't give a crap. Gronk was laughing about it.
The biggest issue I usually have with football movies or shows or anything, it's in, like, the actual physiques and athleticism of the actors themselves. You would think in this day of... all the special effects and the way they can digitalize things that they'd figure out a way to do it better, but they just look so slow and unathletic and sloppy that it's hard to move past it. I have a hard time suspending disbelief.
The guy they have playing Aaron Hernandez in this is very muscle bound. Like, he's very built.
But when he runs
like someone who's never run before. Like, it's
right. And it's hard to move past that.
It's so funny. I watch an episode of it, Seth, and just let me know what you think and see if you stick with it. But it's not too bad. All right. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Ted Johnson, our good friend, about the Patriots and the Texans coming up on on Sunday. What's that?
Just reminded me about Bob Kraft. I still like the dude let Putin Debo him out of his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And then admitted it. Like, he basically showed weakness in the moment and then also admitted weakness to the rest of the country and the former Soviet Union itself, who's trying to rapidly reassemble themselves. You can't show that kind of weakness, Bob Kraft.
No, you're right. We could have done a whole Bob Kraft reason on this thing. Point being, it's five reasons I hate you, and Seth and I are already on like number 11 right now.
Yeah.
So let's kill these guys on Sunday, all right, Texans? Nathaniel Hackett demoted. We've got the interim head coach of the Jets making that announcement. Anonymous executives on the firing of Robert Saleh. Execanon is in the building. We've got that for you. Ted Johnson, top of the hour. That's all coming up next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.